Now, it doesn't require expropriation or confiscation of private property or business to impose socialism on a people. What does it mean whether you hold the deed to your business or property, if the government holds the power of life and death over that business or property, and such machinery already exists? The government can find some charge to bring against any concern it chooses to prosecute. Every businessman has his own tale of harassment. Somewhere a perversion has taken place. Our natural unalienable rights are now considered to be a dispensation of government. And freedom has never been so fragile, so close to slipping from our grasp as it is at this moment.
Today at noon, the most powerful news and talk station in the most powerful city. 105.9 FM. The Edge.
Employers nationwide have jobs for you.
WVRX, Woodbridge, Washington.
DC.
DC. DC. The new 105.9, The Edge.
You say yes, I say no.
WVRX, Woodbridge, Washington.
WMAL, Washington.
WRQX, HD2, Washington. Now.
Now.
The most powerful news and talk station comes to your FM radio. Rush Limbaugh.
A living legend. Right on your radio. A real radio announcer and highly trained broadcast specialist showing how it's done.
Chris Platt.
And that's why we at WMAL wake up every morning to help out our political leaders here in Washington.
The Morning Majority.
Brian Wilson.
Mary Catherine Hamm.
Brian Neiman.
The biggest news. Newsmakers and you.
Sean Hannity.
3 hours a day, every day in these transformative and consequential times.
Mark Levin.
Conservatism is rising. Conservatism is on the move.
Lisa Baden Traffic.
Along with Jamie Whitten, our concern is to get you to work on time.
Washington's news and talk station.
Connecting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The most powerful news and talk station in the most powerful city. 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station. News now.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Setting the stage for a showdown with Congress, President Obama made it clear today where he stands on reducing the deficit. Cabrera. Markets. The Dow is down 182 points. NASDAQ down 21. You're listening to ABC News.
12:02 at 105.9 FM and AM 630. I'm Mark Weaver. Republican presidential candidate Newt Gingrich is going to unveil an updated version of his 1994 contract with America.
It's going to be very bold. It's going to be, as you asked about the president, it's going to be the scale we need to fix the country.
Gingrich told WMAL's Morning Majority he's confident a Republican president could turn the economy around very quickly.
I think the economy can start to turn around in a matter of days, and I think it could start growing again within 18 months.
Gingrich also says he's okay with his third place standing right now behind Rick Perry and Mitt Romney. Bill Thompson on 630 WMAL and WMAL.com.
A reenactment today in Aruba. Not a Civil War reenactment, but a reenactment of a Gaithersburg man's account of how a woman he was traveling with supposedly drowned while snorkeling. He's getting legal assistance from Casey Anthony's attorney, Jose Baez.
I think it's absurd to try and recreate the and replicate the conditions of the ocean on a specific day 2 months ago. I don't think it's possible.
The man accused of robbing several banks in Montgomery County has a court appearance today in Rockville. Rebecca Innocente of Montgomery County Police says they arrested him following a tip.
Detectives throughout this investigation were working hard, releasing the photographs, just hoping that someone would recognize the suspect and come forward.
WMAL News Time, 12:03, coming up, traffic and weather together on 105.9 FM and AM 630.
The Morning Majority with Brian Wilson, Mary Catherine Hamm, and Brian Neiman.
Pass this jobs plan right away.
But if you pass this plan, there may not be enough money because all of these things that we're paying for are over 10 years. Once again, it's
and
the back
he's
end.
Gone from office.
So, you know, you're absolutely right. I mean, if this passes, you know.
That's no fun.
That's no fun either.
The Morning Majority, 5 to 9, 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. Honda Certified Used Cars. It may be used,
but it's still a Honda.
WMAL News Time, 12:05. Traffic and weather together. Dan Alfer in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Brought to you by your local Toyota dealers around the Beltway. It's slow in Tyson's with the roadwork blocking the left lane each way at Route 7. 66 eastbound, slow heading for the Beltway. The roadwork there blocking that left lane. Westbound 66, they've responded to an accident at Fair Oaks and found that a tractor trailer involved. It's at Route 50. And with the fire engine across the roadway, the way he is right now, it's only one lane getting by to the left. So westbound traffic coming to a halt out past Route 123, heading for Fair Oaks with just that left lane open. Toyota owners, get ready for back-to-school driving through September at your participating Toyota dealer. Get a front brake special serviced by factory-trained technicians for the suggested price of $84.95. For your car needs, visit Toyota, where you'll find great deals and exceptional service. I'm Dan Alfer, WMAL Traffic.
WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Cloudy today with a high of 72 degrees. Tonight, showers after midnight, low 64. 62 degrees in Washington. I'm Mark Weaver, WMAL News.
Now, Rush Limbaugh.
630. Well, folks, did you hear President Obama's, what was that? It was a teleprompter.